Hey guys, welcome back to episode 5. Sorry I fell off for a bit. I've been focusing on pulling myself out of a funk, remembering who I am and kind of getting my life together and picking myself up. So yeah, anyways, I'm doing great right now. I'm in a really good headspace and, you know, I'm kind of on top of everything. So that feels good. You know, you got your ups, you got your downs, but gotta get up. Just gotta get up every time. So I kind of want to talk to you guys about the period of my life where I experienced pretty intense rage. I grew up in a very chaotic household. And so I think that, you know, there were always some of these things inside of me that I had, you know, experienced, these habits of reactions that I had experienced, even though I knew that they were, you know, not necessarily about the best way to handle a situation. But I think I definitely picked up some of that. And then also, you know, with my childhood being so chaotic, it created a lot of anger inside of me. And I think because I never really dealt with it, I think that anger just festered. And I think it literally lived inside of my body. So it was actually when I moved away to college, I started seeing this rage come out of me and see how bad it could get. So first of all, when I moved away for college, I didn't know that I was going to have as hard of a time adjusting as I did. That was kind of surprising for me. You know, definitely throughout my life and through, you know, my journey, I, you know, have very much figured out, you know, what my strengths and weaknesses are. And I struggle with change. It's really challenging for me. And it is so frustrating to me that I have such a hard time with it. But, you know, now that I've faced it head on and I know that I struggle with it, I kind of know ways to kind of work myself through it. But anyways, so I think the struggle with adjusting definitely was triggering me when I moved away for college, but it got so bad that I would get so angry over the smallest things. I mean, I would just get triggered, and it's like this fire would grow inside of me and it would just completely take over my body. And it's like I would lose control. I called it seeing red, because there was a point that I would hit. And once I hit that point, there was no thinking involved. It was just reaction. And a lot of times my reactions did not make a lot of sense. They didn't really align with why I was so mad. I guess I'll tell y'all this story. So the worst fight that me and my ex-husband got into, and guys, I've told y'all in previous episodes, my ex-husband was a saint. I don't know where he found the patience for me, but he definitely did. So this is probably our worst fight, and we would joke about it later, and he would, you know, he'd bring it up sometimes and we'd kind of laugh about it. But I got upset about pizza rolls, and guys, to this day I have no idea what exactly it was about the pizza rolls. Something happened. I don't know if he said something, or maybe it was the way he cooked them, or maybe I just didn't want pizza rolls. I don't know. I don't remember. But I remember getting so mad, something to do with the pizza rolls, that I lost it. I mean, I absolutely lost it. And I hate to admit this, but I told you guys I'm going to be real with you. And when I would lose it, when I would rage, when I would see red, getting that anger out of me so that I could calm down, that was probably the biggest struggle. And so sometimes, you know, along with yelling and along with, you know, saying ugly words, because I have always been good with my words, and, you know, watching my family handle conflict, you know, I definitely learned how to hit you where it hurts and twist that knife. And so, you know, again, you know, there would be consequences to this, but I would rage. I mean, it would turn into, I would try screaming into a pillow to control it. I'd end up throwing things. So embarrassing to admit, but when I say rage, I would rage, guys. I was kind of like a bull in a china shop. Get out of my way. And yeah, my roommate actually came home after this fiasco, and she came home to like the house destroyed. I'm ashamed to say that. And she didn't really know how to respond, and she felt a little uncomfortable, so she started cleaning. Yeah, y'all, that was not my brightest moment at all. But I'm sharing this because I want you guys to know that when I'm talking about, you know, seeing red and, you know, rage, like, I was there, I was living it, it was consuming me. But that's the thing, it was consuming me, it was completely controlling me. And I did an earlier episode, you know, the feeling of sadness flows through me. Guys, I'm not an angry person, and I'm not, you know, I don't identify with that. That's not who I am. And so I guess I could say that that period of my life, this rage, this anger flowed through me, because that's not who I am. But so anyways, let's fast forward to, you know, my journey of, you know, figuring myself out. And a big part of that was I wanted to get control over my anger. You know, I had been prescribed antibiotics, and I had tried, you know, different ones. And I don't know if any of you guys have any experience with being prescribed antibiotics, but it's definitely a trial and error. And, you know, if you're going to go on that side of, you know, getting prescriptions, you know, you have to understand it is trial and error, and you very much have to listen to the people around you, because you got to see how they affect you, because they affect everybody differently. And so I was going through this in college, and I absolutely hated it. I hated every moment of it, because everything did something different to me. Either it would numb me, or it would make me worse. And I mean, just everything. And it was exhausting. Later in life, you know, we'll talk about some of the different careers that, you know, career paths that I took. But one of my career paths had to do with dealing with trauma. And I actually learned, and this is something that I would like for the whole world when it comes to antibiotics, or not antibiotics, prescriptions, to understand, is that these medications are not meant to make the problem go away. They're not magic pills. They're not going to just make it go away. They're meant to help you gain enough control that you can put in the work, that you can put in the practice to gain control of these things. May it be rage, may it be depression. I mean, you name it. There's a bunch of different stuff. So I learned that later in life. And so when I started this whole journey of, you know, like I said, you know, kind of gaining control over myself, like I said, one of the biggest things and the first things that I wanted to tackle is I wanted to tackle this anger inside of me. And so I started paying attention to my triggers. I realized that they were so small, but I started writing them down. I started writing down, you know, what are the things that trigger me? And a few of them were, I was really bad at keeping up with birthdays. Birthdays made me really uncomfortable. When people wouldn't answer the phone, I would get triggered. I'd get really angry. Those are the first two that popped in my head. So let's just talk about those. First of all, with the birthdays, my parents, you know, I had discussed earlier in an earlier episode that I was abandoned. I had severe abandonment issues. And so my parents, you know, my dad was an alcoholic and my mother was a drug addict, and they would always leave. Well, they would come around every once in a while and show up for a birthday and show up with all these gifts. I mean, gifts. And I hated it. It would quite literally piss me off, because I hated that they felt like they could be the type of parents that they were choosing to be, and then they thought that gifts were going to make it better. And so I absolutely hated it. So I was able to recognize that that was my discomfort when it came to birthdays, is because my parents used it as an excuse. And then the people not answering the phone, I think I even probably mentioned this in another episode, but my mother would, she would leave us and she'd turn off her cell phone and she wouldn't answer it, and she'd be gone for weeks, months at a time. And so once I started paying attention to, you know, what are my triggers, and I was able to kind of tie it to a why behind the the reaction, I was able to become self-aware about it. And as I continue talking to you guys about like my growth and like my journey, I'll talk more about the power of being self-aware, because it is huge. But that was kind of a game changer for me when I started being aware of what would make me mad and I could find the why behind the behavior. I was able to gain control over it. And guys, I don't get mad like that anymore. I don't have that anger festering inside of me anymore. And so I guess the biggest takeaway that I want from sharing all of this is deal with your trauma. And as I have said before, you know, the feeling of blank flows through me. Just because you have this thing hovering over you or these things inside of you that cause you to react, that doesn't mean who you are. You have the ability to take control over your life. So don't let the trauma that, you know, you were in, the cards that you were dealt or the things that you experienced, don't let that control you, because that doesn't mean that's who you are. And anyways, guys, I guess what I'm saying is you don't have to be an angry person. You don't have to be controlled by depression. You don't have to be controlled. You can take control over your life. And so, yeah, I hope that maybe resonated with somebody, or helped somebody in some way, because if I did it, you can do it too. So thanks for listening.